This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
And we are live here on Pet Life Radio and as well as Instagram Live. So here for you, here for your pets. You know the drill. How to get a hold of me? Well, pretty easy. Here on Pet Life Radio, you just can either type away or 877-385-8882. Once again, 877-385-8882. Here on Instagram, you're here live already. I'm just trying to keep up with the good morning, and the morning visitors. So happy to have you. So, curious to know how Thanksgiving went for everybody. Interestingly, I have air vet. I'm chief veterinary advisor, officer, and I figured since I'm not seeing patients, I have time. I can watching football. I'm preparing for dinner. Hey, Steph, and I said, I turned myself on. The veterinarians on air vet can turn on or off like an Uber driver. I must have had 8 to 10 calls, and it's interesting. So I know really how valuable this is. First of all, the good news is not one needed emergency care. And if these people didn't have an option to speak live, real time to a veterinarian, most likely because their individual hospitals will usually tell them, if you have an emergency, go to so-and-so emergency clinic. They would have gone to emergency clinics, and really not one was an emergency. It's a matter of a peace of mind. Talk to a veterinarian. Kind of find out what's going on, and that would be the solution, and it was great. So things like go online, check things out first, and understand that Dr. Google may not be the best solution, but to get information on search things on Pet Life, search things on Instagram, that could help a lot. So let's see. Let me kind of questions. First off, how did everybody use Thanksgiving go? That's what I want to know. Any problems? Any sick dogs? Any dogs running? Any getting a hold of something they shouldn't have? I had a few interesting cases of food that was eaten. And is there a way to talk to me when needed? Yes, you can always reach me actually here on Instagram. I'm at worms_DVM. You know that already. And you can also email me at drjeff@drjeff.com. drjeff@drjeff.com. And my hand is great. I mean, I don't know if you can see it. A little scar right there going down my hand. That's where they opened up to do the surgery. I'm fine. I wear that thing when I'm working, or I actually was back on the basketball court for the first time in 2-3 months, and it was great. But I wear that soft wrap just to keep my thumb honest. His concern is that anything that will pull my thumb down might irritate the beautiful job he did. But I'm 100%. So that's good. What can I do for heartburn if Chase is showing symptoms? So, first of all, what is heartburn? We don't know. Our symptoms for heartburn in a dog are really, because they don't complain about the stinging sensation, but what they do is they cough up that yellow foam, that bile. And that's exactly what heartburn is, really. It has nothing to do with the heart. It has to do with the reflux that comes up. We're vertical by nature, okay? So it starts coming up, shoots up, hits that spot, and then it goes back down again most of the time. Occasionally we get that wet burp, you know how it tastes like, that real acidy burp. But dogs, however, they're horizontal by nature. So it starts coming up, it's coming all the way. And it usually happens early morning. It happens more with an empty stomach. So, what you can do is, varies. Obviously, some heartburn medication that we use for people, things like omeprazole and the Pepcid AC, famotidine, those can help. And I think most of the specialists that I talk to prefer the omeprazole, which is Prilosec. They like that better. Either one. And usually it's about a half of the dose that you would use. So the Prilosec over-the-counter omeprazole is 20 milligrams, give half. The famotidine Pepcid is 10 milligrams, so still give half. Then also what I recommend when it happens a lot is a late night snack. It's very important. I want something in the stomach overnight. So maybe take a little bit of a dinner and you set it aside and give it to them like maybe, I don't know, 10 p.m. But about 15 to 20 minutes before that, give that Prilosec or the Pepcid, and that should help. Okay, I got some questions here I don't want to forget. So number one, what dog food do I give my dog that is 10? Blood work says he had renal disease. I assume that's renal and not retinal, renal disease. So I would give any kind of kidney diet, a senior diet. But if you know already, I mean, first of all, dogs that are 10, I think should have a senior diet. My Labrador 14, I have him on a senior. He has no organ dysfunction. In fact, he's in amazing shape. If you have a dog that already is showing signs of renal disease, I put him on a renal diet, something specialized. You may need to, if they don't eat the commercial products, and there are a couple of them out there specific for kidneys, then I would, some of the universities actually, you can set it up for a fee, chat with the nutrition department. You'll be talking to a board certified veterinary nutritionist. There is one in LA, by the way, and she can probably help you walk through a homemade diet that is good for kidneys. You can also get some information online, but if you can find a commercial diet that is already prepared for dogs with kidney disease, then that might be better. Plus, it's easier and probably cheaper. All right. I waved. Should we switch from Bevectus to Simparica issues, but which is more? Great question. So these are all isoxazolines. Isoxazolines are the new wave of really effective problems for fleas and ticks. And now with Simparica Trio and Bravecto, you can also do the fleas, ticks, and heartworm. Now, here's the thing that I've gotten from Bravecto. And you know, again, don't shoot the messenger. Very effective, but they claim that for ticks, it's 3 months protection and fleas, 12 weeks. I shouldn't say 3 months because they advertise 12 weeks. I have feedback from a number of clients that it doesn't make it the 12 weeks. It makes it to 8 weeks. So you just, if you are using Bravecto and it's good for the whole time, don't stop. It's fine. But if you're using Bravecto and you're paying for basically a little more expensive product because it's 12-week protection, but you're not getting 12 weeks, then I would switch to either Simparica or to Credelio or to NexGard. And now another reason to switch from one to another is some dogs, this is unfortunately all too common online, but it's really not that common. And that is some issues with seizures. Turns out, and I spoke to one of the world's experts who has no money in the game, but his lab is tests for all of them. They do the research. It seems like the dogs that have had the problem are dogs that have already had some history of seizure activity, and it seems to predispose them to worse activity. However, he said, if one of the isoxazolines is doing this, it doesn't mean they all will. It's very specific to the different type of isoxazoline, meaning if you're using, say, Credelio and this happens, try NexGard. If you're using NexGard, try Simparica or Credelio. Just try some of the others. It doesn't mean because it happened to one, it's going to happen to all of them. And if they all happen, then you need to switch to some of the older technologies. Does gabapentin or Tramadol have side effects when used for an extended period of time? I mean, every medication is going to have a side effect for you. I have not. Tramadol, I don't use as much. I find that I like gabapentin better. When I find that gabapentin doesn't work, I will use Tramadol. I really haven't had them on long term. I'm actually suspect of any medication that you have to use really long term. I know, for example, I have a dog recently on one of the Profins. It is carprofen. And again, liver was fine, of course. We always check that. And now is having severe problems with bloody diarrhea. Now, can I prove that it is because of that? No, there could be other things. But first thing I told him to do is let's stop the carprofen. Let's see how we do. Let's work on the diarrhea. And then we can always go back. It very easily could have been another problem associated with drugs. If you know, I say this all the time. If you go watch a commercial and you see this beautiful commercial with a family and the guy or the woman doing all these great things and they're back to normal, and it's whether it's for colitis or psoriasis or depression, right? At the very end of that commercial, they rattle off side effects that will scare the crap out of you. You're not, what? Death? I'm not taking that if it can cause death. But understand that the FDA makes you comment It's every single side effect, whether it had anything to do with the drug or not. If it happened while they were on that drug, it counts. And I could story after story of stuff that had no connection to the drug, and yet they still put it as a side effect. So you got to, you know, grain of salt, as they say. You got to check at it. Don't be so, you know, worried about it initially without trying it. But I will tell you that if I have any medication long-term and nothing else seemed to have changed, yeah, the common sense will say, you know what, let's stop the medication and see how we do. Question about a chihuahua that has allergies and bites her paw, take her to the allergy shots, but they wear off. It's safe to take her to get the shots monthly. So yes, you can do I would imagine if it's monthly, you're talking about Cytopoint, which I love, by the way. And I will tell you this, however, dogs that seem to go after their feet as a primary thing, feet, face, and ears. One of the things that I would do, and by the way, that doesn't respond great to Cytopoint, I would say, think about food allergy. You maybe want to talk to an allergist, to speak with your veterinarian, but I would at least start on a hydrolyzed protein diet, a hypoallergenic, complete hypoallergenic, like an HA diet or a ZD Ultra by Hill's. I know a lot of people don't like Hill's, but their ZD happens to be very effective. Or you can start doing your own testing at home by starting with a single antigen diet and a novel protein diet. What does that mean? There's a protein, and it's something the body has probably never seen before. So anything with like chicken or beef or turkey, which is the most foods have that in them, stop that. Do things like bison and venison and rabbit and salmon and tilapia and cod or alligator, or in some states you can use kangaroo. Things that the duck is good. Pork is another one. So proteins that they've never been exposed to, but only one. If you have seen ingredients and they got four or five different things, not good. And as far as the grains or the vegetables, you want to avoid corn, wheat, and rice, because those are the ones that most foods have had in them. And look for things like quinoa or barley or oats or vegetables like green pea or sweet potato. So you want single antigen, novel protein, and during the time of the test, which should be up to 6 to better 8 weeks, they can eat nothing else. No other protein, no other grain or vegetable. You have to be strict. And doing this for 6 to 8 weeks, if the problem remedies, then you're most likely on track. And there is something in the old diet that was causing this. Now your job is to find out what it is. Now, if you have a diet that they're eating and it's single antigen and it's novel protein and they're doing well, then stick with it. If you want to start changing, you start testing one protein, one grain at a time. And if they start going after the feet, like within a week, then you know, cross that off your list, no good. And that's what you have to do. It is a cumbersome, it is long, it is difficult to do, but that is the best way when it comes to food. The allergy testing is, the dermatologist is really not great for food allergies. For environmental allergies, yes, but not for food allergies. The best way to diagnose your food allergies is elimination diets. Okay. Say if it is frequently. Let's see. The shot once a month for the Cytopoint. Again, we're looking at something that long term, a lot of times we don't know. I have been using Cytopoint long term, relative long term, 2-3 years, as I kind of stretch it out as much as I can. And when they come back in and say it's time, they already know. They see the difference. And if it's working, it was manufactured when it hit the market. It was as an immunomodulator. It's called immunotherapy. They say it was good for a month, 4 weeks. So if you're getting 4 weeks and you have to repeat it in another 4 weeks, then that's okay. Lewis, 6 p.m. meal by 1 quarter, give it remaining before bedtime. Miracle. So Sharon, thank you so much. So that helps. When these dogs, this is going back to the heartburn, if you will, but the regurgitation, the vomiting bile, sometimes early in the morning, is that took the 6 p.m. meal, saved a quarter, gave it to her in the evening before bedtime with or without the Prilosec or the Famotidine, and it seemed to work, which is good. All right. Sharon, my friend's dog is having skin issues. She says that she can hear dog's stomach sound like it's growling. We call that borborygmus, and she's stretching out like she's peeing. A gas feeling. When they do that, when they kind of try to, they don't know what to deal with it. And if you get the gas pain, and that's what they try to like stretch out. So And she's stretching out like pain. They put her on Proplan for sensitive skin. So if this all happened since the Proplan, then I would question that. That is interesting, but maybe add a little something that is safe, a little psyllium powder, something to see if we can move things. And when that happens, I mean, usually that happens when it's an inconvenient time, but you can, you know, take her to your vet and have an x-rays done and see if you can see a lot of gas in the intestine. That's usually those gas pains. And again, try the Prilosec. You know, can even do, and we don't have to recommend it a lot, but Tums, I think it's calcium carbonate. Tums, good old Tums for the tummy. And that also can eat up a lot of the gas, and it's safe for dogs. In moderation, don't give 10 tablets, give one or two. All right, Lizzie Hubbard, join. Cornel is not good for the gut in dogs, and Proplan has it. That, it could be. I mean, I wouldn't say it's not good, it's safe, corn oil. But if they have an allergic sensitivity, then yes, it might cause some excessive gas. And if that is the problem, well, you know, simple solution, stop the Proplan again, and maybe look for another hypoallergenic diet. And there are a number of HP or HA diets out there, hydrolyzed protein, hydrolyzed antigen, and then see if that makes a difference. If it does, there's your answer. Okay, Janice, Bravecto 12-month injections. Ah, Janice, that's a great question. I thank you. And we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to leave you guys hanging because I want you to come back and listen to this. And don't go away after these short messages from our sponsors here on Pet Life Radio. And we'll be right back.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem. But the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell she was very alert. She was going on 5-mile walk. She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's carnivora.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets. Let's talk pets. On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Okay, we are back live. So, just saying hi to Bruce, a classmate of mine from high school, going way back. And you can say hi to Steve. Steve Fields is on this too, I know. So I want to go back to that 12-month question because it's a great question. So hold on, let me wave to Bruce. So the 12-month heartworm prevention. So here's what I feel about that. I mean, not heartworm. It's the flea and tick. Bravecto now has an injection called Quantum. My feeling is this, and again, this is just my take. First of all, it has not been on the market very long. I'm concerned about any medication that is for that long. If there is an untoward reaction or they find out there's some problem with your specific pet and whatever drug or however it works, something has got to be in there that makes it last for 12 months. So what is it? Is your pet going to deal with it? What do you do if there's a reaction? Is there an antidote? No, there's not. So you're giving something that's good for 12 months, a year. You find out that it's causing a problem with your pet. And now what? You're screwed. You can't get it out. There's no way to take it out. So, you know, I look at the once a month products and I'm thinking, even the Bravecto 12 week, I always hesitate. Could be fine. It could be perfect. Look, heartworm injection. They had ProHeart 6, ProHeart 12. Then there was a problem. And what do you do? You can't, there's no way to pull it out of the system. So that is my only, for me, it's a common sense issue. So do I want to give myself a dog something or my cat something that once it's given, you're stuck for a year? Now, if it's a month, all right, after a month, you realize, you know what? Next month, I'm going to use something different. I'm not going to use that one again. But a year? You got to wait it out for a year? So, you know, again, how difficult is it? to give your dog a treat, a little chewable treat, once a month. I think that's plenty convenient. To give it a shot that your veterinary has to give, it's very expensive. And you're hoping it's going to be good for a year. First off, let's say it's not good for a year. Let's say your dog works 8 months, but you bought it for 12. Is your doctor going to give you a 4-month credit on the next one? There are just too many things that I can see going wrong. I think it's a common sense issue from a veterinarian. I do not want to give my animal something that I can't get out of the system and I'm stuck with it for a year. So that's my take on it. Let Quantum or Vector shoot me. I don't care. I'm just telling you that it could be safe. All right. I'm sure they've tested it well. It could be effective. But the one problem is your dog didn't read the book. Your dog doesn't know how it's supposed to react. And I see that. Look at all every other medicine you read and hear about have issues. Why wouldn't this one have issues? And do you want your dog to be one of those dogs that has the issue and you can't do anything about it? So that's all I'm going to say about it. For my own dog, I wouldn't touch it. That's my opinion. All right. Thoughts on Taste of the Wild salmon cup of 5-year-old chow and a 10-year-old dobie with diabetes. All right. Again, on the surface, there's nothing wrong. If they're tolerating it well, they have good stools, they have lots of energy, they have a shiny coat. I know it's a good brand. I like the fact salmon, because salmon is usually one of the more novel proteins. So with a 10-year-old dobie, with diabetes, that in of itself should not be a problem. But how are you going to know? You feed it to them. You monitor as you would anyway for diabetes. And if everything seems to be about the same, it may require an amount adjustment, a food adjustment. Not that the food is bad. It might be the amount. But otherwise, I'd say go for it and let the dog be the deciding factor. Not me, not you, not the advertisers. Let's see how your dog does with it. Food for your carrots and vegetables. Good. All right. Thank you. Deb, how you doing? Can I lance? That pretty much looks like a cyst on my dog's back. Okay. So can you lance a cyst? First of all depends on how comfortable you are. If it's a cyst and a sebaceous cyst, which it very well could be, the very first time, it's up to you. If you have background, if you're comfortable doing it, but if you take too small a needle and you poke the cyst and nothing comes out, it may just be that the stuff is so thick, it's not going to go through the needle. So then you have to, my point is this, what I would recommend, see a veterinarian initially to make sure it's a cyst. And your veterinarian might use a larger bore needle. And if you're comfortable and you don't mind doing the poke, because it's going to fill back up. One thing I'll tell you about cysts, sebaceous cysts, when you drain it, it's like a pimple. Like pimple popper. Stick a needle in, you empty it out, but the cells in the wall of that cyst are what's actually making that debris that fills up that sebaceous material. When you poke the cyst and drain it, what did you do to the cells? Did you disrupt those cells? No, it's going to come back. So for the second and third and fourth time, if you want to do it and you're comfortable and you saw what bore needle you need to use and you're okay with squeezing it and the dog is fine with it, is it something you can learn how to do? Heck yes. Heck, we teach people how to give shots for diabetes and give shots for all sorts of different things. People take home Adequate injections. To teach you how to give a shot or to poke a cyst is not rocket science. So we can do it. But for the very first time, I would just feel more comfortable knowing what you can get away with, what is in it. I've poked many cysts before that are 100% pure, clear liquid, like salt liquid. Small needle is fine. And I poke the needle with a 23 gauge needle and you see the stuff literally up out of that thing. It's like a squirt gun. That's fine. But if it's a sebaceous cyst with a lot of thick material, you're going to need something bigger than a 23 gauge. All right. It's on the back. I figured that. Let's see more. Let me wave. Come on, let's get some questions here. All right, so it's where I've lanced before. If what came out was thick material, then you want to use at least 22 gauge. I would even go to 20 gauge, or if it's really thick, an 18 gauge. Remember, the bigger the gauge, the more you'll get out, but the bigger hole you're going to leave. So just keep that in mind. All right, question. All right, any other questions coming? All right, other things just to think about, talk about. Cold weather, I think we've talked about it before. We're getting ready for winter, for holidays. You know, when I think about Thanksgiving, I think about the start of the holidays and the holiday season. And during that time, there are a lot of issues very similar to what we've spoken about in Halloween and Thanksgiving, and keeping your pets safe. There's going to be company. There's going to be foods that they're no good. There are going to be decorations. There are many things that dogs are going to get into and cats are going to get into. There are going to be candles. There's going to be a menorah. Whatever it is, make sure keep your pets safe, out of harm's way. You want to cover up the all the electrical cords, or use 12-volt, or use battery-powered. We're going to keep the rich foods away, the fatty foods away, the bones. As far as company, we're going to make sure that they're not feeding your pets from the table. We're going to make sure when they come in and out of the house, the dogs are, and the cats are under control. We're going to make sure your pets have their ID, just in case they do get out. We're going to try to, if they're going to stay in the backyard because of all the company, you want to make sure it's secured. If you want to put them in a private room, a safe room, that's okay. Keep the TV on, keep music on. Try to just keep them distracted, give them their own toys to play with. All this stuff is common sense, but there's so many things on the list of things we need to remember to keep our pets safe. So, you know, I mean, we got Christmas coming up in pretty much 25 days. We have Hanukkah coming up in 15 days. So these are all areas of potential hazards for our pets. And I hear about it all the time. When you're a veterinarian and you're taking those calls, when you're seeing those emergencies, you're taking those calls from air vet, whatever the case may be, you're coming on to listen to us here at Pet Life Radio. There are so many things that we need to know, and they're easy. They're all common sense. Common sense. Corn cobs. Oh my God. One thing I don't want to be doing is cutting another dog open to pull a corn cob out of his intestine. And I can't tell you over the years how many I've pulled out. I just had another call from someone. Dog ate those laundry sheets that you put into the washer with the shampoo, with the detergent in it. He got a hold of the box and ate two. That why would he eat that? What is good? What tastes good about sodium lauryl sulfate and all the stuff that they have in it? It makes no sense. But dogs do it anyway. Certain breeds are worse than others. Having a Labrador, trust me, I know. Because Labradors will eat first and ask questions later. Most dogs will come up to something, they'll sniff it, maybe they'll give a little taste. No, not a lab. They're chewing it, and then they realize after the fact it's too late. So again, keep that in mind. Harvick, courage to stray. Hello there to Millie. Los Angeles had a lot of rain. Does this mean that there'll be more fleas? Yes, that's a great question. Oh, great comment. Yes, it does. And I've seen it already. It was getting cold. It was getting colder. And then all of a sudden the rain hit. And then what did we have? We had back to 75 degree weather here. And yes, I am seeing fleas. So I usually tell people that we are more of a flea season kind of location. And that means that we're going to see fleas up through, I usually say, October, September, October. Here we are now, for all intent and purposes, starting tomorrow, December, and I'm still seeing fleas because of what happened with the weather. So yes, my normal thing was, if you want to take a break from flea products, you know, some places year round, but here we got a break usually November, December, January, February, March, start again in March or April. Well, now, I don't know if we could take a break, guys. I'm telling you, we've had some pretty crazy weather, and I'm seeing fleas. How can I encourage the stray cat I'm feeding but cannot approach her trap to take shelter from the rain and cold? Well, I got to tell you this. They are usually smart enough to do it on their own. They will find some place to hide. So there's nothing you can really do. But if you can make something and put some food in there so it knows it, and put it with a lid on top, that could help. My big worry, which we talked about it last week, as far as talking about winter ticks, is that some cats find refuge under the hood of a car, and they know that under there, A, it's protected from the weather, it's protected from the wind, and usually if the car was used during the day, or especially coming home from work that evening, that engine block is going to be warm. So all the good things that a cat's looking for, they're looking for protection from the wind, protection from the rain, and warmth. What a perfect match for a cat, except for one thing. The next morning, when you go to start the car, and they're fast asleep on your engine block, and they hear that thing, they're making a beeline, and they're going to go right through the fan belt, and the fan, and it is a sound you never want to hear and a sight you never want to see afterwards. So one thing you can do to protect those cats, as we talked about last week, when you go to your car in the morning, if you're living in a climate that gets a lot of snow and cold, bang, a couple of bang on top of your hood, which will wake the cat, freak him out, have him jump off before you start the engine. And that's all I can tell you. That's but it is, you're doing the best you can. Build something that they can use, that they can find some refuge, but there's no guarantee they're going to use it. But they usually find an answer. All right, I have a friend that doesn't like people when the family comes over. Is that going to call me Tuesday box? Okay, yes, absolutely. I have a Frenchie also. I'm on my fourth Frenchie that is okay. He's not great with other dogs until he gets to know them. He's not great with cats until they beat the crap out of him, which is my little ninja, my black cat did. It's so funny now. My Frenchie will come and he'll see the cat. He'll walk, he'll take the long way around. He will not pass that cat. It's hysterical. So my cat taught him. So, when you know it, they're tough, yes, you want to keep them away. Calming chews are fine. There are a number of them out there. I have mine. It's called Chill, and it's got the valerian and passion flower and chamomile. All these things that are known, L-tryptophan, melatonin, that are known to have a calming effect. And that's what I would do is use that or any others. There are a number of brands out there. Of course, I like mine the best, but there are many brands out there. But you can do it, or CBD could help. Or if it's really bad, talk to your veterinarian about things like trazodone or Xanax, those things, or amitriptyline that ain't relieve anxiety. So there are options that you can do. But if you really want to stay natural, there are plenty of natural products out there. All right. Motu. Dogs on the beach in Malibu, Santa Barbara weekly, other than leftover food scraps, and you worry about sand. Not only sand fleas. I had a case in, actually, that when dogs are playing ball on the beach, all right, there's called sand impaction. With every time they fetch the ball or they go after something and they pick up sand along with it, that sand could build up in the stomach and then the intestine, and it'll form. What happens to sand when you build a sandcastle? It gets wet and it gets hard. You're back and now it's a clump. All right, that's what happens to the sand. So if you're doing that a lot and you're playing ball, if you're just going for a run and walking, well, that's fine. Another thing you got to be careful is that dogs that swim in the ocean will take in a lot of salt water, and that salt is a way of maintaining, keeping the water in place. And as it circulates, it can cause fluid in the brain, excessive. It can almost cause a dehydration to tissue because the water won't leave the stomach and get reabsorbed. So it is, salt toxicity is a problem. We have our pool is salt water, but it's very small level of salt instead of chlorine. But ocean water is very high in salt concentration. So you got to be careful. But if you've been doing it now, it sounds like you've been doing it for a long time, obviously you want to watch whatever they can pick up in the sand because they're going to eat, in the sand because they can eat the sand along with it. There's no way they can sit there and brush the sand off. And as far as sand fleas, again, we do see them. It's always an issue. Check your dog. And if you're on one of the flea medications that's effective, then I don't think you have to worry that much. But it's a problem. Barshaw, I'm not sure what to do. You want to finish that, Sharon? I mean, if the dog is just barking and vocal, yeah, it depends. If he's going to bite, then obviously you got to do something or socialize the dog. What you can do, and again, when it comes to behavior modification, it takes a while. But start equipping your guests with your dog's favorite treat at the back and the outside in a bag. Tell them when you come over, grab in your bag, take a treat. Dog's name is Bowser. When you come in, Bowser, treat. And oftentimes, the treat is going to overpower his desire to growl, bark, and maybe bite. Now, if the association is made that every time a stranger comes in the house and they're getting a treat, okay, they may change a little bit. Now, if you have a watchdog and you want him to react, and that stranger is really an unwelcome stranger, he's going to expect a treat, and he may not growl or bite. So you got to That's a tight walk. You got to walk and be very careful that you don't overtrain. But that would be one way for him to welcome the guests instead of try to attack your guests. All right. It says if you request, but most likely I'm going to cancel. Because every time someone does that, they really don't want to be. Roosevelt, well, sand flea is what you'll be looking for. Yeah, I mean, they can cause fleas and that's it. Karen, how you doing? How's Teddy too? All right. I want to wave here. Oh, my God. Victoria, hi. All right. So I think we got you all. And my show is up 6 minutes ago. But, you know, Mark lets me take advantage of a little extra time. He doesn't like it very much, but he does. And wave, wave. All right. So for those of you joining me for the first time, I hope you join us again. It's a lot of fun. Come equipped with your questions. I used to always have a prepared thing to talk about. I used to go through the smart brief from the AVMA, the American Vet Med Association. And lately, as you see, there are so many great questions, and most of you can learn from other people's questions, because I guarantee at some point you're going to have the same problem and you're going to, oh, I remember Jeff talked about that on his show. So, and if not, you know what? I don't mind repeating myself. Ask me again, I'll answer again. And I may even give you a different answer. Who knows? I'm just kidding. I'll try to give you the same answer. But a lot of times things change. I mean, I just found out. I mean, again, this is my grandson made a puzzle of all the planets. And it shows the sun, it shows the moon, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Uranus, Saturn, Neptune. No, Pluto. And I go, wait, so what happened to Pluto? Well, a number of years ago, I didn't even know this, that Pluto, it was determined that Pluto is not a real planet. And so I said, real? It's news to me, but I'm not an astronomer, an astrologer. So I did not know that. And they take it off. It's off. It used to be, remember, M, them, J, sun, P. And then Pluto got before Neptune, and they called it, was really M sub N, but now Pluto is not a planet anymore. So for those of you who knew that, congrats, I learned something new. You can teach an old dog new trick. Mark's shaking his head, yes, he knew about it. So, I mean, of all the years they taught us, when you're 70 effing years old, and now they're trying to change it? That's pretty hard. But anyway, the puzzle was right, I was wrong, and I'm not looking for Pluto anymore. But no, new things that happen all the time. There's another question. You know what? Next week, Bethany asked a question about the feeding dogs from the height and the connection to bloat. And she sent me the article. Very interesting. We'll talk about it next week. But believe it or not, there may be a connection. All right. Now you want to come back next week. If you have a big dog, you want to learn about this. All right. See you next week, everybody. Have a great week. And see you here next Sunday. Same bat time, same bat channel. Mark, are you here next Sunday? Or next Sunday, I'm going to be here with you on Instagram. But we're going to be not here on Pet Life because Mark is taking a well-deserved vacation. So he won't be, he'll be cruising somewhere. And I'm going to be jealous. But anyway, I love cruising. So anyway, but we'll be here. We'll see you next week. So come equipped with your questions and have a good week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.